Dear God, thank you for this day.
主啊，我们为今天感谢你。
I pray that you will be with us as we study your word.
当我们研读你的话语的时候，求你和我们同在。阿门。
Amen. Last week we started to talk about spiritual discipline.
上个星期我们讲到属灵的培养与操练。
I gave you a little checklist.
我给了大家一个表，让你自己可以去检查。
How many of you have been keeping track?
有多少人？就是我们发了一个小小单张嘛，然后有多少人在那里做了作业？哦、
No.
一个人都没有，包括我自己。
Partial.
No, I didn't ask if you succeeded. I asked if you are using it.
我就问大家有没有把那个单子都有在用。OK, 感谢神，都有在用。
Two things I want to say about.
有两件事情我要谈。
Number one, and I guess what I say today will sound like I am a teacher hammering on you.
好像我今天就像一个老师对你们很严厉似的，但是。
But two things I have found.
两件事呢，我发现有两件事情。
Number one, many of us have a desire to know a lot about how to be a Christian.
我们很多时候有这种很强烈的愿望，想要知道怎么样成为一个基督徒。
But we don't have a great desire to actually do it.
但是我们却那个愿望不够强烈，我们只是这么想想而已，没有说真的想要去执行。
What I described to you a couple weeks ago of being a Christian just here.
几个星期前我讲过，我们很多时候这个只是在脑，从那个脖子往上，就只在脑中是基督徒。
When I lived in Taiwan.
我在台湾的时候。
At one point, I said to the people in my church.
我有一次对我教会里的那个弟兄姐妹讲。
Do not bring a notebook anymore.
不要再带了，只是带了一个笔记本。
Do not write anything down.
不是在笔记本上就这样子写下来，记下来。
Either do it or don't do it.
你或者做，或者不做。
But I don't want to come to your house and find a whole row of notebooks.
我不是想到你房子看书架上就摆了一排的这个笔记。
Look, Pastor, this is what all I know about how to be a Christian.
说，你看牧师，这是我学到的关于怎么样成为一个基督徒的这个笔记。
My point is not that you shouldn't learn here.
我不是说你在头脑中不学这些知识。
But it is what we do.
而是我们真正要去做的，要去遵行的。
I once had a piano student.
我有一次呢，有一个钢琴学生。
Who was from North Carolina.
他是从北卡州来的。
Is a state in the South where everyone learns to say yes sir and no sir.
他们那个南部的那些学生呢，他们的文化就是什么时候都说对，是的，是的，先生。
So whatever I would say to him, he would say yes, sir.
我给他说什么，他说好的，老师。
Very, very polite.
非常有礼貌。
But he would never do what I told him to do.
但是我让他做了，他却从来都不去做。
So I would say to him,
然后我会对他说
I want you to practice 5 days this week.
我会对他说，那这个星期呢，我希望你能够。练五天。
Yes, sir.
好的，老师。
Next week.
下个星期来了。
Did you practice?
你有没有练琴呢
？No, sir.
没有。
Will you practice this week?
那你这个星期会练习吗
？Yes, sir. Next week, did you practice?
下个星期我又问他说，你上个星期练琴了吗？没有。
This happened for about three months.
这样的情况持续了三个月。
Finally, one day he came to a lesson.
有一天呢，他来上课。
I said, Eric, if you ever say yes sir to me again, I'm going to punch you in the nose.
说 ，Eric， 你下次再说好的老师，我就会一拳打到你鼻子上。
What?
他说什么
？I said, you say yes sir.
你说好的先生。
But your heart says no.
但是你的心里就说，我才不听呢。
How do you know that?
说你怎么知道的？
Because I listen not to what you say, but what you do.
因为我听不是光听你说的，我是看你做的。
His dad called me.
然后他爸爸就给我打电话了。
Are you trying to teach my son to be rude?
他说你难道要教我的孩子这个
No, I'm trying to teach him to be honest.
我说我只是想教你的儿子诚实。
My point is this.
我想要讲的是这样的。
Don't collect the notes.
不是说光把我发的这些讲义都收集好。
Don't collect the cards.
也不是 说发的那些小卡片都收集好。
And have a nice collection.
然后你就一个很好的收藏品放在书架上。
James says, it is not who hears the word, but who does the word.
雅各说，你们不要单单听到，而是要行道。
My point is not to harangue you.
我的
You need to do better.
我不是说就想对你吼说，哎呀，你要努力一点，你要好一点。
But to gently remind you.
就是说我是希望能够很温柔的来提醒大家。
Or maybe not gently.
或者我不够温，不是很温柔，但是我是想要提醒大家。
It is the discipline.
这个是这个操练。
Of daily.
这个每天的自律。
Step by step.
一点一步一步。
Step by step.
一步一步。一步一步。
The purpose for the card is not a grain.
那个我发的那个卡片不是让你签字。
The purpose for the card is to remind me today I need to take a step.
那个卡片的意思是说提醒我，我今天我要去做，我哪怕走只走一步呢。
Tomorrow.
明天。
I need to take a step.
明天我再走一步。
And a step.
然后再走一步。
So first, I wanted to say to you, it is not learning, it is doing.
所以我想说第一个不是学习，而是真的要去操练，要去行。
But the second thing I wanted to say to you is where I ran out of time last week.
上个星期我没有时间把它讲完，就是我要讲的是。
And that is why we do these things.
我们为什么会做这样做呢？
It is not that if I do enough of these things, I will have earned God's favor.
不是说我做这些操练，我练习这些，我就会赢得神的喜爱。
It is not that I deserve to be a Christian.
不是说我配得成为一个基督徒。
We do these things. The motivation for these things is not how can I earn God's favor.
我做这些的背后的动机不是说我如何赢得神的喜爱，赢得神的赞赏。
What is the motivation for doing these things?
我们做这些事情的那个动机应该是什么呢？
Closer relationship with Jesus.
他说是为了跟神有一个更亲密的关系。
Knowing who he is.
能了解到我们到底是谁。好，就是说在敬虔上操练我们自己。
Can I suggest an even deeper motivation?
我可以给大家就是建议一个我觉得一个更深的动机吗？
The result will be training in godliness.
结果呢，当然是那个效果是会带来在敬虔上操练自己。
The result will be a closer relationship with Jesus Christ.
这个最后你这样做的这个结果会带来你跟神更同行。No problem. No.
It's not candy. Let me give you this example.
我给大家讲一个例子。
I'm almost afraid to give this example.
我有点害怕给你们讲这个例子。
But I can't think of a better one right now.
但是我这会儿想不起来更好的例子。
My wife and I have been married for 32 or 33 years.
我跟我太太，我们结婚已经有32或者33年了。
For many of those years, I traveled very often.
很多年呢，我就是在外出去旅行很多，就在外很多。
And because of our children, she usually stayed at home.
因为我们孩子小，所以她基本上都要待在家里。
So I would be in France, or I would be in China, or somewhere.
我或者去法国，或者去中国，或者什么地方，世界各地。
And my wife is at home.
但是我太太就自己在家。
For a man, traveling is dangerous.
对于一个男人来讲。自己独自去旅行是很危险的。
I work all day.
你每天呢，从早到晚的呢，你就开始工作。
Now at night, I'm alone.
到晚上了，你就是一个人。
There were certain things I tried to do to build disciplines into my life.
我会想办法做一些事情来在我的生命中有些自律，有些操练。
Because I never wanted to have to come home.
因为我不想说回到家里。
And say to my wife.
对我太太说
I have a terrible confession to make.
我要对你有一个很深的一个忏悔要向你讲。
And God has been very kind to me to help me not to have to come home and make that confession.
神对我真的是很有恩慈，他让我帮助我，让我不会说我要这样去对我太太去忏悔。
But, and I am afraid to say this, but I want you to understand.
我有点害怕这样说，但是我希望大家真的能够了解到。
It is not because there are no pretty women in France.
并不是说法国没有漂亮的女性在周围。
Okay.
对不对？
It is not because at a hotel there are not people who will make themselves available for business.
或者就是说，大家知道在那些有些这些就是应招女郎这样。
I'm being very blunt, but I want you to understand.
然后我可能讲得很直接，但是我希望大家能够了解。
It is because of this.
为什么？是因为到底什么原因，我能够自律呢？
I love my wife.
我爱我的太太。
And that love is more important than a temporary pleasure.
因为我对太太的爱比那个暂时的那个享乐更重要。
That relationship matters more to me than a temporary joy.
我跟我太太之间的关系远远胜过这种暂时的这种最终之乐。
And so I was willing during those years to put disciplines into my life.
所以呢，在那些我就是旅行很多的这些日子里边呢，我就自己给自己一些自律，一些操练。
Because I know that on a daily basis, I may not remember that day the love that I had.
所以呢，有时候因为是日复一日，在这种每天的生活中，有时候我可能就记不住我对我太太的这种爱。
In the moment of temptation.
在那个试探来临的那一刻。
And so the discipline of simply calling home at night.
所以呢，对我来讲，我的这个自律就是每天晚上给我太太打电话。
This is where I am.
说我现在在什么地方。
This is what I had for supper. This is who I had it with.
这我今天晚上我跟谁一起吃晚饭了。
It wasn't a, I'm checking on you.
不是说让我太太说我得看看你监督你现在在做什么。
But it was for me.
但是这是为了我自己的益处，为了我自己能够自律，能够保护我自己。
The motivation for the things we do is not that somehow we have to earn God's favor.
我们所做的一切不是说要为了赢得神的喜爱，这不是我们的动机。
It is. And that motivates the disciplines to know him better and to grow in godliness.
因为我们爱他，这个会激励我们的心，激动我们的心，就想去就是去跟他同行，渴慕跟他更亲近，渴慕能够来更加在敬虔上操练我们自己。
And so there are things that I won't do.
所以有些事情我是不能做的。
Now.
现在。
Because.I love my wife.
因为我爱我的太太。
And so there are certain things I won't do because of that.
就是因为我对她的爱，有些事情我是不会去碰，不会去做的。
And there are certain things I won't do and that I will do because I love God.
也有些事情因为我爱神，所以有些事情我就不会去做。
And I want to grow in my relationship with Him.
我也因为我爱神，我也会去做一些事情。就是这样呢，我跟神的这个关系就会更加进一步的。加深。
Please don't tell my wife this.
请你们不要告诉我的。
But I don't like to walk.
我不喜欢散步。
To me, walking is boring.
对我来讲，散步走路是很枯燥无聊的。
You start here.
你从那儿走了。
You walk an hour.
然后走了一个小时。
And you are back here.
然后又回家了，又回到起点。
To me, I might as well just stay there. That's why I started.
因为我想说，这有什么意思呢？最后又回到起点，就待在那儿就好了。
Makes no sense.
对我来讲，这个散步走路一点儿好像没有，就是没有毫无理由的。
Please don't tell my wife.
请你们千万不要告诉我太太。
She likes to walk.
但是我太太她喜欢走路。
And so at night, guess what I do?
所以到晚上我会做什么呢？我就跟太太从这个起点走了一路，然后又回到这个起点。
Why?
为什么？
Because she matters to me.
因为。他对我很重要。
And so It's not that by walking I think I will earn being married.
我不是说因为我陪他走路这样子才能赢得他，当我求婚的时候他会嫁给我。
I'm not more married when I get home than I was when I left.
这个我不知道怎么办，就是说当我回家跟他走一圈，我不是说跟他结婚就更结婚，或者就是我们的关系更是。
I don't earn getting married.
我不是说因为我跟他走路，他就会一直对我说，哦，我真是很在意，很高兴我嫁给你。
But I love her.
我爱她。
And I want to spend time with her.
我想要跟她花时间在一起。
I want to grow in my relationship with her.
我想要我们的关系更进一步的亲密加深。
And so I do this.
所以呢，我就做这个走路，虽然。
Some days I love to read the Bible.
有的时候呢，我很想有几天我很想读圣经。
I will be honest.
很坦白的讲。
Some days I don't.
有的时候不想读圣经。
Don't tell the pastor.
别让许牧师知道。
Some days,
有的时候
I would rather sleep in.
我很想就是睡个懒觉。
But I love God.
但是我爱神。
And I want to grow in my relationship.
我想要跟他更亲密，想要我们更聊，更认识他。
I want to know him better.
我想要更认识他。
And I know that the discipline of doing that.
我就知道，如果我去这样的自律的，比如说我读圣经这样子，会帮助我成长。
Does it make me more of a Christian?
我去读这个圣经，并不会让我更成为一个基督徒。
No, I haven't earned more Christian.
你不会拜，就是因为读圣经，你就更成为一个基督徒。
But I am growing.
但是我在跟神的关系就更进一步更加深。
All of the disciplines we talked about last week are part of that.
我们上星期所讲的所有的这些就是这些属灵上的操练都是这个整个的一部分。
Of building godly habits that guide our life.
而是在我们生命中建造一些敬虔的这种习惯，这样子可以让我们跟神的关系更进一步。
I was reading something written by a Navy SEAL.
就是有个那个美国海军陆战队的有一个那个成员，他们都是那个最厉害的那个海豹的，然后的东西我在读。
He was talking about the training they do.
他就是讲到他们的一个训练。
And he says, under the worst of terror.
他说是那个最可怕的那种相当于恐惧。
When you are starting to panic.
当你开始就是惊慌恐慌的时候。
You do not do what you have learned to do.
你就不会去做你已经学会要做的东西。当你在恐慌的时候
，You are too frightened to remember.
你那时候吓得什么都记不住了。
You go back to what is your instinct.
你就去做你本人的本能所要你做的东西。
And so he said, part of the training of a Navy SEAL.
他说，作为那海军陆战队里边最高的这个海豹队，他们的训练是什么呢
？Is to make certain things.Such an instinct,
就是把你有些东西训练成你的那个本能。
That if you have forgotten everything you know, this is what you will do.
所以当你恐慌什么都忘记的时候，那个就是那个本能会让你去做你本能要做的事情，那你已经被训练出来了。
A person who is drowning will fight off a rescuer.
所以呢，当那个人要被淹死的时候，掉在水里边的人，人家来救他，他其实会跟那个来拯救他的人会跟他打。
And he said, "We train a Navy SEAL."
他说他们就训练那个
海军陆战队。That their basic instinct.
他们把他们训练成他们的本能是什么呢
？Not just that they know you shouldn't fight off the rescuer.
不是说在他脑中我知道哦，当那个人来救我的时候，我不要跟他不要挣扎。
Because in the panic, you won't remember that anymore.
当你那个恐慌的时候，你啥也记不住了。
He said, "We train to the point that your new instinct."
所以我们就训练到我们新的本能是什么呢？
Relax.
就是让我们自己可以，当那个人来拯救我的时候，我不会挣扎，而是我能放松，让他来救我。
I read that and I thought, you know, that is a powerful example for what God tries to do in us.
我就觉得那
through these disciplines.
我就觉得那是一个很有力的一个例子，就是说神呢，就是如何通过我们这些属灵的培训，让我们有这个新的本能，新的习惯。
I have been studying the Sermon on the Mount.
我一直在现在在学习，在研读这个 登山宝训。
And this week I realized something very powerful about what Jesus teaches in that sermon.
我这个星期真的是意识到神好像开我的眼，看到主耶稣在那个登山宝训所讲的一个很有意义，就对我来讲好像是打开我的心眼。
He isn't simply teaching us a list of things to do.
他不是告诉我们说你要做这个做那个，给我们一个清单。
He is teaching us that we must become the kind of person who naturally does these things.
他其实讲的是，他要把我们要变成这种人，所以当我们做这些事情都是自然而然流露出来，就是那个里边说你要这样那样的。
Let me show you the first one.
我们来想讲第一点。
You have heard, thou shalt not murder.
第一个他说到，你们知道你们不可以杀人。
But for most of us,
对我们大多数人来讲
it is never that we sit down,
我们不会坐下来
and we say, you know, I don't like Neil very much.
我看到我不喜欢 Neil.
I think I'll murder him.
我想我不要去杀了他。
No, that's not yet.
那肯定不会。
It's that by the time of Joshua's lesson, I've had so many wrong notes.
就是说那个庄明瑞上完钢琴课以后弹了那么多错的音符。
That his is just the last one.
他就是我最后一个学生。
And I'm strangling to death.
然后我就想吓死他这样。
So I won't be here next week and neither will he.
然后下星期我也不会待在这儿，他也不会待在这儿。
Jesus says,
主耶稣说什么？
It's not enough to not murder.
就是说单单说我不去杀人这个是不够的。
Instead, he says, you should be the kind of person
他相反他说你要成为怎么样的人呢
who isn't controlled by your anger
不是被你的怒气被你的愤怒所控制
and then
然后呢
this really is no longer an issue
所以呢这个不要去杀人对你来讲根本就不是问题了
in other words, it's not just doing this
不是说单单来说这个行为不杀人
being the kind of person
而是要成为这样的人
For whom not murdering is just natural.
所以你成为这样的人，你就杀人对你来讲根本就是一个违反你本能、违反你天性的事情。
He says, "The rule is don't commit adultery."
这个说不可奸淫。
But again,
但是再讲到
most men of any intelligence don't sit down at home and say, "I think I'm going to go out and ruin my family and destroy my future."
有点脑子的男生不。在家里说我要出去我要去犯奸淫然后把我的整个家庭都毁坏
There's a few people that dumb
当然是有些人是那么笨的没脑子的
But that's not usually the problem
但是通常来讲不会 有一点脑子的人都不会这么想
It's the moment of temptation
而是在那一刻试探来临那一刻很强烈试探来临的时候
Whereas the seal said
这就是那个海军陆战队的
成员说 We go back to what is our instinct
当你回到你的本能
And so Jesus said, I want you to be a person who changes your instinct.
所以呢我想主耶稣说我想要你能改变你的本能。
I want you to be the person whose instinct is not anger.
所以你的本能是碰到事情起来你不会说生气。
I want you to be the person whose instinct is not lust and fulfilling selfish desire.
我想要你的本能不是说有这种欲望然后就是想满足你自己的这个私欲。
If anger is no longer your instinctive reaction when someone wrongs you,
所以当别人就是做到你不喜欢或者亏负你的时候你的本能不再是生气。
Then it becomes much easier not to murder them.
所以你的那个你的本你就不太会容易说想去杀人。
And after he's dealt with the one that's kind of absurd, so we'll laugh.
所以呢，当一个人对你有些很做一些很荒唐的事情，或者
欺负你的时候 ，Of course I wasn't going to go murder anyone。
我们不会说哦，我才不会去杀人呢。
He moves a little closer。
然后主耶稣，大家他刚才说杀人，没人说我才不会杀，然后他就再进一步。
And he says, "I want you to be the kind of person who isn't controlled by your lust."
我想让你成为这种人，不会被你的这个里边的私欲、情欲所捆绑。
And so then adultery will not.
所以你要里面不是被你的情绪那你奸淫就不是问题
looking at what kind of people are we to be
他就是要他的主题要讲的就是说我们要成为什么样的人
and that doesn't happen simply by being baptized
所以你要成为什么样的人不是说你单单受洗
I said to one of our young people who was baptized last week.
我对一个年轻人，上个星期受洗的年轻人讲。
I hope they held you under long enough.
我希望他们能够，就是说不要这么早让你受洗。
It's not simply a matter of being baptized.
所以不是说受洗。
It's not simply a matter of taking a class or going to church.
或者也不是说来上课，来教会。
It is being the kind of disciple.
而是成为这样的门徒，这一类的门徒。
That day by day.
每一天。
Is building into our lives.
是在我们的生命中来建造起来。
A new way of thinking and reacting.
是一个新的一个思想的方式，新的反应的方式。
You say when we first become a disciple.
当我们刚刚成为门徒的时候。
And we have lived 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Controlled by our anger. That's our instinct.
是我们那个时候已经有20年、30年、40年、50年的本能，就是说，事情一来我们就生气。
Do we suddenly forget all of our old instinct?
难道我们会在一刹那之间就忘记我们所有的这种本能吗
？That would be nice.
你要能这样就太好了。
And I have friends who teach that yes, that just boom, it's done.
我确实有朋友，他们的教导就是说，那一刹那你就可以忘掉你所有的本能，就那么。但是不是事情远远不是那么简单。
Paul says, "Put on your new way of thinking."
保罗说，让你的心意更新。
Put off anger.
他说，你把这个穿上新人，让你的心意更新，而是把你的旧人给脱去。
And so,
他就说，你要一直这样不断的做。所以呢，我现在开始了我的新生命。
And something makes me mad.
然后有些事情让我特别的生气。
And I blow up.
然后我就开始发脾气了。
And that night,
然后
next morning,
那天晚上或第二天早晨，我在读神的话。
And God begins to speak to me.
然后神就对我说话了。
That is not how I want you to live your life.
神说那个不是我想要你生活的方式。
Anger is not what is to control you.
不应该让这个生气来控制你。
I begin to let God change how I respond.
所以呢，我就让神来改变我，我来怎么样来反应。
For most of us, that isn't overnight.
对很多人来讲，我们不是说一夜之间、一刹那之间就能改变的。
But if we allow him,
但是如果我们允许神、容让神
，if we will let him do it,
如果我们允许神在我们的生命中工作
，little by little,
一点一滴
，the new instinct of loving our neighbor overrides.The old instinct of anger when our neighbor wrongs us.
所以那个新的本能就是说要爱我们的邻舍，就会替代我们过去那种当我们的邻舍亏待我们的时候，我们就会生气那种本能。
So that the same outside pressure now creates a new reaction.
所以呢，外边的环境，你碰到的事情的压力可能是一样的，但是呢。因为你的这种里边的本能的改变，就会让你的反应不同。
You see, I'm going to ask you a very difficult question.
我会问大家一个可能对你一个很困难的问题。
I hope some of you are very smart. Anyone very smart?
我可以 ask a question. 他说，有没有？
是吗？
哎，我会问你一个很困难的问题。有没有人很聪明可以举手？大家没人敢举手。
When you squeeze a tube of toothpaste,
将你去挤那个牙膏的时候，手去挤牙膏的时候。
Toothpaste comes out, right?
对不对？那个牙膏就出来了。
Here is the difficult question.
但是这个困难的难题在哪？大家听了。
Why does toothpaste come out?
为什么这个牙膏会出来呢？
There is toothpaste.
他说因为牙膏里边那个牙膏管里边就是牙膏，所以牙膏就出来了。
It's nice to teach smart people.
哎呀，教那个聪明人真的感觉特别太好了。
If you had missed this question, I would go home very discouraged.
回答这个问题，我回家会的。
Toothpaste comes out.
为什么那个一挤牙膏，牙膏就出来？因为里边是牙膏。
Because toothpaste is inside.
因为牙膏在里边。
The pressure.
这个压力
causes what is inside.
所以呢，是这个压力把我们里边的东西给带出来了。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
，Why does murder come out?
为什么会有这个凶杀出来呢
？Because anger is
因为你里边是怒气，是愤怒。
And as I am squeezed by life,
当我就是来压来挤我的生活的时候
，the anger that is inside.
但是你里边的那个生气，那个愤怒，就开始爆发出来了。
He says, "When I am squeezed by temptation, why does adultery come out?"
为什么当你就是用那个试探来压挤你的时候，为什么你的这个奸淫就出来了呢？因为这个里边的这个根呢，是里边你的情欲。
The reason I started by asking, "Are you tracking what you're doing?"
我就是之所以刚开始问大家，为什么你们有没有在就是在检查你有没有每天做的
？Is not to make you guilty.
不是让你感觉好像很愧疚，哎呀，我什么都没做好，不是这个意思。
But it is to say.
而是说
，being a disciple is a life changing.
成为一个门徒是一个改变生命的一个过程，一个体会。
When I was younger, I had a friend who was a very, very good piano teacher.
我有年轻的时候，我有一个老有个朋友，他是一个非常好的钢琴老师。
Many people would come to take lessons from her.
好多人都会去找这位女士去学钢琴。
She would talk to them.
然后她就会听，她就会教他们。
And sometimes when they were done, she would say,
"No."有些时候上完课，他就会说：“嗯，不行。”
You don't want to be a pianist badly enough to pay the price.
他说：“你可能还没有那么渴望成为一个那个钢琴家，所以你也不想去付这个代价。”
You want to play.
你想要弹琴。
But you don't want to be transformed into a pianist.
但是你却不想被改变成一个钢琴家。
And you say, "Well, yes, that's piano. That's not being a disciple."
你说那不过是钢琴家，那不是说成为门徒。
But Jesus, someone came to him and said, "I want to follow you."
有些人呢到耶稣面前说，夫子，我要跟从你。
And he talked to them.
然后耶稣就跟他们谈了。
And he listened.
然后他也听他们在讲什么。
He said, "No."
然后耶稣就说 ，No, 不行。
You really don't want to be a disciple.
你并不真正想成为一个门徒。
You want to follow me a little while.
你想要跟从我跟一点点。
But you really don't want.
但是你却不想付出做门徒的代价，因为你成为耶稣的门徒会改变你生活的各个方方面面。所以呢，把你成为门徒这个目标、这个心愿，把它真正的是很严肃的来对待它。
God, I want to be transformed.
你说神呐、啊，我真的要想被你改变，被你更新。
So that what is natural to me，
所以那个对我来讲，我天性中很自然而然的反应
，is different。
现在我在的，现在请你改变我，让我的天性跟以前不一样。
And the motivation for it，
这个后边的动机是什么呢
？Is because I truly fall in love with God。
而是我心里真的跟神，我那样的爱神，我跟他相爱。
You see, at the end of this whole series, he does 6 of these.
所以呢，我们有将来讲了六条。
And at the end of it, he says something that seems to me to be absurd.
主耶稣登山宝训讲到最后的时候，好像讲了一些事情，对我来讲好像有点没道理，有点荒唐。
He says, "This is all you have to do."
他说这就是你要去做的。
There's only one thing I'm going to call you to do.
我只要求你做一件事情。
Be perfect, like your Father in heaven is perfect.
他说就是一件，就是你们要完全，因为你的天父是完全的。
And I was speaking in Taiwan, and I read that verse.
然后我在台湾呢，我就念了这句经文。
And the translator stopped.
然后这个被我翻译的人就停下来。
And she said, "Nobody's perfect."
他说没人是完全的。
I said, "I didn't say it. Jesus did."
我说又不是我说的，是耶稣说的。
That's what he said.
那是主耶稣最后说的。
And here's what I am coming to understand.
从那一点上，我开始了解到。
He is saying, "I want you to become the kind of people."
他主耶稣是说，我想让你成为这样的人。
Who are filled with the love that my Father has.
而是你里边充满了像我父亲、我天父那样的爱。
Because right before that, he says.
因为在那句经文之前他说，他说要爱你的仇敌，就是要对那些亏负你的人要去行善，就是憎恨你的人你要去对他们去行善，然后你就会像我的天父那样完全。
He is not saying, and this is what has helped me a great deal.
这个是对我的帮助很大。
He is not saying, here is the perfection of my father.
他不是说，好，我爸爸，我的天父，他的完全是在这儿的。
Here is where you are.
你现在，他在这个镜上边，
maybe down here somewhere.
或者是黑板在，或者你就在这个地板上。
Try really, really hard, and maybe you'll get to there.
他说，你就使劲努力努力啊，你可能会高一点到天父的完全。
Nope.
你再努力，你这个中间的这个距离还是。
Try really, really hard again.
你就再努力，再努力，然后。
No.
还是不行。
That is a life of frustration.
你如果这样的话呢，你的整个生命就充满了沮丧，充满了，就是让你很难受。
But it seems to me he is saying this.
但是对我来讲，我觉得主耶稣在讲什么呢
？I want you to allow my Father.
我想你允许我的天父。
To transform you.
来改变你，来塑造你。
To make you，
他使你成为。
Into what he created you to be，
他使你成为他当初所创造你的那个样子。
Someone made in his image，
就是我们是照着神的形象创造的。
As that happens，
但是当这个过程发生的时候
，You are going to begin to respond to things like he responds。
你对事情的反应就像会像是天父对事情的反应。
Rather than your old self,
而不是照着你的老我去反应。
But that is where the daily life of discipleship is important.
这就是为什么我每日的这个做门徒的生活是如此的重要。
Because every time I allow anger or lust to control my decision today,
如果我每次让生气或者让那个情欲来影响，来带我做我今天的决定
，I am confirming.That as my natural instinct.
我就再一次印证说，那个就是我的本能，那是我的天性。
When that Navy SEAL first begins training,
当那个海军陆战队的那个海豹队员他刚开始训练的时候
，and they're put in a situation that replicates feels like drowning.
如果他在一个环境中模拟他好像就要淹死的时候
，and they fight off their rescuer.
然后他们本能就是要去跟那个来救他们的人挣扎。
They are strengthening a wrong instinct.
他们实际上那样的反应，他们就是在加强他们那个错误的那个反应。
And their commander loves them enough.
但是他们的训练他们的那个官员，就是他们的。
He knows that someday that instinct may get him killed.
他的那个老师呢，或者训练他的人很爱他，知道他这种反应会有一天让他把他置于危险中，会让他上升。
And so he loves them enough to send them back into that box.
所以呢，这个训练他的人就又把他送回到那个环境里边。
Until it becomes instinct.
直到他，就是说，当他觉得他要淹死，本能的反应是不再挣扎，而是放松，让这个人来救他。然后我就在读这个叙述。
And I thought, is it possible?
我说有没有可能
？Is it possible?
是可能吗
？When God looks at me.
当神看到我的时候
，and he sees some instincts in my heart，
他看到一些本能，就是一些不好的，就是我的原来的本能，一些天性。
Someday could destroy me。
他说这些天性、这些本能有一天会毁了我。
That if I will stay in training，
但是如果我就一直待在这个训练营里边
，because you see a lot of SEALs just drop out。
你知道，并不是每个人最后从那个海军陆战队被培训的最后都成功，有些人就
potential seals
就是有可能成为那个海豹成员的，有些就出来了，就没有及格，没通过。但是如果我容许神，如果我说我不放弃，我就待在这个训练里面，他就可
能 changing the instinct。
他会把我放在这种环境中，就是一次又一次的来训练我，这样最终来改变我的反应的本能。
So that the day comes，
所以当那天来的时候
，And I believe if Jesus is teaching us right, he says this day is possible for us。
所以呢，主耶稣如果他是一个正，他能真的把我们，如果我们真的跟随他，他的教导，有一天会这样的。
Nowhere in that chapter does he say, "I'm going to tell you this," but of course, it can't ever happen for you.
他不是说在这个圣经里告诉我说，我告诉你这些，但是你永远也做不到。他不是这个意思。
It seems to me he is saying that. Chapter,
对我来讲，好像他是在讲说
，The day can come.
有一天，这天会来到。
When I can get squeezed.
当我这样子被压挤的时候，像。
And anger will not.
然后在里边像挤牙膏似的，在里边不再是生气。大家了解到了吗
？That I can be in a place of temptation.
我可以在一个巨大的试探面前，一个环境中。
And the temptation is real, but my first reaction is not, "Yes, that's what I want."
那个试探是很真实的，我里边第一个反应不会说，哦，那就是我想要的。
Because love is now more important to me.
因为现在爱对我来讲更重要，比别的东西更重要。
That.
这个是需要时间需要过程的
It takes planting God's word in our heart
这就是把神的话种植在我们里边
Over and over
一遍
day after day
一次又一次一遍又一遍一天又一天
And that's why the disciplines are important to make them a habit
所以呢这个操练呢这个训练是很重要让这个成让最重要这种反应成为我们的习惯成为我们的天性
And that's why they must be motivated by love
所以呢，之所以，因为这种操练很难很苦，所以呢，必须你的动机是爱。
You see, the ironic thing in that sermon is this.
在这个里边，好像看起来有点讽刺意义的这个是什么呢
？Did the Pharisees agree with Jesus that you shouldn't murder?
法利赛人同意耶稣说的，你不可以杀人。
Yeah.
他们同意。
Did they even agree with him that anger shouldn't control your life?
他们是不是也觉得也同意说主耶稣说的，你的生命、你的生活不应该被怒气所控制呢
？Yeah, I don't think you would have found any Pharisee who said it's better to be angry than to love.
你肯定不会发现任何法利赛人说生气比爱更好。
Did the Pharisees agree that adultery was wrong?
那法利赛人也同意说这个奸淫是错误的。对他们同意。
Did they even agree with him that lust was not the right choice?
他们也同意，是不是也同意说这个情欲不是一个正确的选择呢
？Of course.
当然。
There's no Pharisee who was going to say no. Lust is better than love.
他们不会有人会说这个陷入你眼目的情欲会比爱更好。
The problem is that for all of them, it was this matter of I'm going to earn little by little to get to there, and it can never happen.
对法利赛人，他们就想凭着自己的努力，就是说，我想赢得神的这种完全，靠着自己的努力。但是这个从来不会发生。
But、what can happen is I can allow Him to pour His grace into my life wherever I am.
所以，但是可能发生的就是让神，虽然他离我们，他是那样的完全，把他的恩典呢降到我们的生活中，不管我们的生活是多么糟糕。
Until thinking like He thinks.
直到我们能够像他那样来想
，responding like he responds，
像他那样来反应。
Wherever I am in this path of a disciple becomes the way I think and respond。
不管我在这个门徒的这个训练中，我在哪一步，但最后呢，我是能够让神的想法成为我的想法，我的反应就是神的反应。
But the secret is，
但是这个秘诀在哪儿？关键在于什么地方呢
？That there's no secret。
其实也没有。秘诀就在于没有秘密。
There's no magic trick.
没有什么魔力，没有什么魔法。
There's no special prayer to pray.
也没有一个特别的祷告，让你一祷告就变了。
I wish if there were.
我真是希望有这么一个。
If there were, we would all hold hands and pray it.
如果真的有这个特别的祷告，我们就大家拉着手一起祷告。
And go back to saints.
然后我们就一夜之间就变成圣人。
There's no secret.
但是。就是没有秘密
There's no magical prayer.
也没有这种很有魔力的这种很有法力这种祷告
It is day
而是一天又一天又一天又一天
Doing the kind of discipline
而是去做那个你需要做的操练和自律
That helps you to grow.
这个自律这个操练会帮助你成长
Day by dayby day, allowing him to pour his grace.
每一天，一天又一天，一天又一天，容许神让他的恩典进到你的生命中。
And genuinely, genuinely, seeking and expecting to be transformed into what he intended you to be.
你是真心的，你真的是从心里边，你也在寻找，你也在期待神真的是把你改变成他的样式。
Because the truth is, most Christians do not actually expect it to happen.
因为事实呢是，大多数基督徒其实并不是期待说成。或者并不是说有这种想法，说我们真的这种从像神那样完全会发生。我们就谈一谈。
But the truth is, if someone stood up in this class,
如果真相就是什么呢？如果有人站起来说
，and said，
然后说
，Jesus said, be perfect。
主耶稣说我们要完全。
To respond to things like His Father does，
而是像他的天父那样去对事情反应，像天父那样去爱。
Not to be。Governed by anger and lust and all.
不是被生气，被这个情欲所控制。
And I think that God is going to help me to be able to do that.
我相信神会这样让我能做到。
Please,
大家可能
nuts.
大家说，哎呦，你可能脑子进水。
We know you.
我们都知道你是谁。
Right?
对不对
？We don't expect it.
我们根本就心里没有真正来期待这个会发生。
Jesus said.
耶稣说了。
Live this way.
你要。这样来生活
，be a disciple，
成为我的门徒。
Because it's not where I'm at, it's where I'm headed in this process.
不是说我现在在看我现在在什么地方，而是我的方向在哪里，我要走到哪，在这个过程中。
And if I am satisfied with anger and lust and all of these things controlling my life，
如果我就是说对于这个被生气、被情绪、被这些事情
，I will stay there，
控制我的生活，我觉得没什么问题，那我就会待在那儿。
But if I have actually taken His pattern as my goal,
如果我真的是想让他的反应、他的模样式成为我的样式，那真的是我的目标的话。
Now I am ready to be transformed.
只有到那一刻，你才准备好要被神改变。
You understand?
大家了解到了吗
？Now we didn't get to the next lesson.
我们现在今天没有讲第七课。
Next week I'm going to start with a question.
下个星期我会开始。
You already know what the question is. Did you try this week?
你那个星期有没有做那个
？To follow those spiritual disciplines.
你有没有去就是去行去做那些属灵的操练呢
？As I would say to my classes at the college, don't make me give this lecture again.
不要让我给你个大鸭蛋。
It's not a lecture.
我不会这个，不是这样，不是给你们打分。
And it's not about earning anything.
也不是说你要。得到什么分数，得到什么东西。
But it really is about loving God and saying, God, I want to be in a place where you can transform me.
而是说，神啊，我爱你，我想到一个地步，能够在一个位置上，你可以来改变我，把我自己放在那个神的恩典之中。
And the wonderful thing is, as you let Him do that,
这个最奇妙、最精彩的事情就是，当你容让神在你的生命中来做的时候
，it becomes increasingly joyful.
慢慢的，你的喜乐会增加，你会越来越喜乐。
Because be honest，
你就坦白的来讲吧。
Which kind of person would you enjoy being？
你喜欢跟什么样的人在一起呢
？An angry person？
你喜欢跟一个老爱生气的人，或者跟一个很充满、很友善的、很爱的人、很有爱心的人在一起
？Which would you rather be a person controlled by lust or a person controlled by love？
或者你是想说有一个人很就是。这个人思想不干净的人在一起，或者是另外一个就是很有爱心的人在一起。
You go through the whole list that Jesus gives, and there's not one of them that you would honestly say, "Yeah, that looks like the sinful option is probably the more lasting joy."
就是说，你仔细的读耶稣所讲的这些，你不会说，有一个耶稣所要你做的是一个有罪的这种最终之乐，让你最终你会长久的想的都不是的。
Because what he wants in making us a disciple is to make us what is absolutely the best for us.
他之所以想让我们成为门徒，是因为他要让我们成为对我们最好的，所有对我们最好的。
The way he made us to live in the garden.
而是这个最好就是让我们在伊甸园那种生活的方式。
And so it's a joyful discipline.
实际上，这应该是一个充满喜乐的一个训练。
It takes discipline.
确实是要你要自律。
But it yields great joy.
但是会带来巨大的你想象不到的喜乐。
Dear God, I thank you for our class.
主啊，我真的是为今天的课来感谢你。
I thank you for their desire to serve you.
真的是为了大家这一 有这种愿意来服侍你的心愿，这种愿望来感谢你。
Lord, every one of us faces the daily pressures.
但是主啊，我们每个人都面对生活的日常压力。
That the road of discipleship never looks as bright and shiny and fun.
这个门徒的这个道路从来不是看着充满阳光，充满的很轻松，很喜乐。
As the road of our own desires.
而不是像我们自己的那种想要喜欢的生活那样看着有吸引力。
And so would you help us to begin to cooperate with you in changing those desires?
主啊，但愿我们求你能不能来帮助我们改变我们的心愿，愿意来跟你合作。
To cooperate with you in changing from inside who we are and how we respond.
求你真的让我们有这个心愿，愿意来跟来和你合作，能改变我们里边的这个愿里边的这种反应。
Until we become the kind of people.
直到我们变成那样的人。
That when we're squeezed, we respond the way you would respond.
当我们被外界的压力所挤压的时候，我们的反应就像你的反应。
The kind of people who, when we are tempted, respond the way you would respond to that temptation.
就是当我们面对试探的时候，我们的反应就像你面对试探的反应。
Make us genuine disciples.
让我们成为这种诚实的、真实的基督门徒。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Next week we will do lesson 7.
下个星期我们就讲第七课。
Please take time if you haven't already done it. Please take time to fill.